Welcome to Sister Speak True Blood, where we discuss season 5 of the HBO series True Blood from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 49. Let's get started.
Okay. Why don't you tell them where we at?
Well, we are drive casting again.
Woo!
This episode.
We had a road trip.
Road trip. And decided to go ahead and podcast so that we wouldn't be too late. And want to talk about episode 11 titled Sunset. Right, Sister J?
No, it's episode
11.
Oh, yeah. It is episode 11. I put the wrong number on there. Okay. Episode 11. Okay. Let's go to Bill and the Authority first.
Okay.
Because I kind of like what was happening with Bill.
Well, first of all.
Okay, go ahead. We can't sip, though.
No, we can't. Well, we can sip our drinks that we got, but not alcoholic drinks.
No.
Of course.
A Sonic.
Yeah.
Cherry Limeade.
First of all, are you feeling any better about this episode?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
today,
let's do that.
Because last time was a hot-ass mess.
Yeah, you kept saying that. You even posted that on our Facebook. But you know what? It wasn't that bad.
You were bad.
I didn't feel good. I was irritable, and I didn't feel good.
That
so, I had kind of a sore throat and stuff. I think you breathed on me.
Faux show. I'm not sick like that, though.
Yeah, well, hey. Your germs, cooties, something. But no, I did like this episode.
Okay, good.
But the only thing I didn't like about it is Lala was only in one scene, and it was like 5 seconds, and that's it.
But that's okay.
But that's okay. But, okay, let's talk about Bill
and the Authority.
You know what? All I got to say is I hate Bill. I hate him. That's shady MF-er. He killed Kipway.
You would have went all the way to the end.
Well, we're not going like, you know, through the whole thing, but we're just talking about what happened in his character. I mean, come on now, Bill.
Well, Bill is gone crazy.
Well, right. He is, he's all the way live believing in Lilith.
All the way live.
Because first of all, when he hallucinates that Lilith appears to him and says, you know, only one can lead us and I choose you, he scoffed it off too, because he thought, oh, I'm just hallucinating. And he just said no and went on his way.
Right.
The second time she appeared to him, she actually touched his ass and he had blood on his lips.
Yep.
That's what did it.
But she's telling everybody the same thing.
That bitch is telling everybody the same thing. No, all of them are hallucinating the same thing.
Right.
That
blood is jacking with them.
But let's just stick with Bill. So Bill honestly believes
he's the chosen.
So when he walks into the blood room and he sees Kibway there praying, talking about, Lilith appeared to me. She chose me. Bill got jealous and upset.
Yes, that was like
a jealous lover. He said, I am the chosen one. And he killed Kipway.
Yeah, no, I was sorry about that.
Kipway is goo.
Goo.
That is just awful. Okay, so let's talk about Bill. So that made me mad. Then, the way Bill was treating Jessica ticked me off, too.
I don't like that either.
Because, okay, little Jessica goes in his room, you know, to use the cell phone. And I was surprised when he said to her, no, you can't use it.
Yeah. Well, first he said, for what purpose do you want to use it? He's like, well, you can't use it.
Yeah, he says, you know.
They're just food.
They just food. That's all it is.
I think this is like a drug, whatever they're drinking.
I think so, too.
Blood. Or, later on, you know, we find out that when these vampires are in a nest, or when they are around each other, feeding off each other, they get crazy.
Yeah, they get crazy.
Maybe it's a combination of that and whatever's in that.
Well, let's talk about
blood.
Let's talk about Lilith for a minute.
Lilith's still naked.
Why the hell she still got to be naked? And why don't they trim her or something? I mean, she did a Brazilian wax bag. That is so nasty. And then to have her covered with blood.
That's the part that
that's nasty.
I'm
she got
like,
to go.
They can just We know she's supposed to be of blood.
Yeah.
We know that. So we don't need to see it every single
time. Every single time.
And she's all like, crusty
and nasty, looking like a syrupy, goopy.
Yeah.
You know, it's nasty. Gross. I'm tired of seeing that woman.
Well, and I'm also annoyed. I was annoyed when she came, that first scene, and she's saying, Bill, Bill.
Yeah.
And then you hear all this hissing and
screeching.
Screeching.
She's screeching. Shit. But wait a minute, she's screeching like in those Godzilla movies. You know, Godzilla.
Well, I didn't like that the first time
that
I saw her.
That was so ignorant.
Yes.
I don't understand what the screeching is.
Remember the first episode we saw her and she growled?
Yeah, because you didn't like that.
I didn't like that, and I don't like this little growling, screeching thing that she's doing now either.
Well, let's go back to Jessica because, you know, Jessica's trying to tell him, look, you know, Steve Doolin and Russell are going after Jason. I got to warn him and stuff. And he says, you know, I'm through worrying about humans and stuff. They're just food.
Yep.
And so she says, well, suppose I want to make him a vampire. Because, you know, I really love Jason and everything, and I want him with me. And Lilith says that the greatest gift you can give a human is to turn him into a vampire. But I did like Bill's response. Because he gave her that little side eye, evil look.
You think I am ignorant?
He said, you think you can manipulate me?
Yep.
And he took out his cell phone. I was dying laughing on that part, though. He took out his cell phone and called his little security and said, take her on to Jason Stackhouse because she's going to be making me.
That was getting rowdy back.
I tell you, Bill, that was mean. That was cold-blooded. And that's your progeny.
Well, that wasn't the bad part. The bad part was later when, you know, she doesn't kill Jason.
She kills the two guards.
She hides out at Pam's Fantasia. She finally gets back, and she's trying to tell Bill, this is not true. Lilith is not real. You're just, you know, into this nest mentality. Mm-hmm. And he gonna backhand her?
Well, he backhanded her because she badmouthed Lilith.
Oh,
because she tried to tell him, well, look, how's it different? You stake Long Shadow to save Sookie. Yeah, so how's it different? And he said something, and she says, fuck Lilith. And then that's when he smacked her clean across the room.
Clean across the room.
I was through with Bill.
Yeah.
I'm through. I'm through with Mr. Bill. He done gone off the deep end. Somebody got to stake him or something.
Bill needs to G-O.
Bill needs to go. But anyway, so later on, we see Salome walking down the hall, and just as you're saying, and Lilith appears to her, talking about, only one can lead, and I choose you.
Yeah.
And Salome's looking like, yeah, sound good to me.
See, she's telling all of them that. They're all
hallucinating.
Hallucinating that. They're the one.
Yeah.
So they're all going to fight each other to get to it.
I think so, too.
Yep.
Okay, well, since we're on the authority, though, let's go to Eric and Nora. Now, they was my favorite people in this whole episode.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. I like, finally, that they have done something good with these two characters.
Yeah.
I am. Because now we know Nora was real upset about seeing Godric.
It affected her.
It affected her. So, and not in a good way, because now she's doubting. So, you know, she's sitting there in this little room thinking about...
good way.
Right. Thinking about what Godric said to her and stuff, and how Lilith is a godless god, and she'll lead you to destruction and stuff. And then here comes Salome to tell her about this General Kavanaugh. But Salome, she peeped it out, though.
I know. She's quick.
She's quick. She says...
Something's changed.
Something's changed about you. No. And wait a minute. Why do you think... when Salome kissed her on the forehead, Nora kissed her on the lips.
To get her to quit thinking about how I've changed.
I don't think so. You know what I think that was? That was to tell her goodbye. Because she knew she was going to have the book.
Well.
Yeah. It was to tell her goodbye. Because remember the conversation that Nora had with Eric. And she said, you know, she's let Eric know, Lilith bought me in. Salome bought me into this whole little coven thing.
Right.
She showed me the blood. She taught me everything. You know, I want a good... And she's helping me to get higher up in the authority and stuff. So, you know, they're really tight.
True.
She kissed her. I think that kiss was a goodbye kiss. Because when she finally goes to Eric's room, she's saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Sorry. Yeah,
forgive me. What are we going to do? Because she knows, okay, the jig is up with me now. I got to go.
We got to get out of here.
I got to go.
See?
And so, Eric tells her, don't worry about it because I'll get us out of here. Now, how he chose to get them out of there, I think, was a little ingenious.
That was smart.
Was very smart.
You know, Bill's already got his hackles up.
Yeah.
And so when Eric, when the general comes, we skipped in the round. But
that general was tough, though.
I like the general.
I'm so sorry they killed him.
I thought he might have been a vampire, though, at first. When he walked in.
I didn't.
But he wasn't. But I like how he said, well, you know what? Let me tell you something.
No.
Boop, 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 boop,
no, no,
boop.
No. When Salome says, I suggest that you think about the next words that you choose. And he says, you goddamn motherfucking bloodsuckers. I was dead. I thought, oh, shit. He wanna die.
He wasn't playing.
He wasn't the least bit fazed by her little threat.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, that was hilarious when he says, goddamn blood. Oh, man, that was good.
I wonder if he was serious about the weapons.
Oh, absolutely. I think so. I don't think he was bluffing at all.
Because he said, if something happens to me, that video is going to go out. So,
right.
Is the video going to go out? Because
yes.
He hasn't shown up yet.
But I think the video is going to go out. Now, of course, they're going to glamour people. And send them back probably.
They ain't got time to glamour people now.
Well, Bill said I'll take care of his entourage. And I didn't think he meant he's going to kill them.
That's true.
But maybe he was. Maybe he's going to put them in them cages to eat for later.
That's funny.
But, yeah.
But yeah, when he cricked that Gerald's neck, I think he did it on purpose.
Eric did it on purpose.
They would all get riled up and he could say,
I'll fix it.
Well, let me go glamour all the people in.
He did that on purpose because he knew then he could get outside of that headquarters building.
Yes.
Because otherwise, he can't get outside unless Salome or Nora, because she's got the little blood thing.
Yeah.
Those two people or one of the other chancellors, works the elevator.
And, Salome might even revoke Nora's thing because she's already noticing. Lord. He's losing a tire.
Ooh, we got a big old 18-wheeler losing a tire.
Okay, I've never seen it in person.
Ooh, that's bad.
That is bad. Well, he needs to get the fuck off the goddamn road.
And he's spitting rubber all over the road. Little pieces of rubber.
How is he getting over?
Well, there's no place for him to get over. He's trying to get over. He got to clear this bridge.
Damn.
Oh, and now this damn 18-wheeler coming over here. Mm. Anyway,
excuse us, y'all. Big tire piece.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
I'm glad we weren't going too fast.
I know. So,
back to the podcast.
Back to the podcast. I liked it, though, when Eric, first of all, Eric barely touched that dude, and he just flipped him and broke his neck.
He did.
He flipped him and broke his neck. He went clunk, clunk like that. So, that was exciting. But then Salome was cussing up a storm. I know Sister K like that, though.
I did. She doesn't really cuss.
No, but she was
like, what
cussing.
The fuck?
What the fuck, you stupid fuck? What the fuck's wrong with you? Fuck. What you gonna fuck? What you gonna fucking do now? And then she started fussing with Rosalind.
Yeah.
Oh, it was hilarious. I liked that scene, though. It was all fussing.
Because, honestly, they didn't know what the hell to do.
Yeah, they did.
She didn't know what to do. I mean,
because see, Kavanaugh come in there demanding to know where Roman was.
Well, quite as it's kept, Roman made those kind of decisions.
Right.
And even though she wanted him to change his decision, she didn't really have the right. She doesn't know all the shit that he was doing.
Exactly, see.
I don't think.
And I think that became apparent when Kavanaugh came and he was saying, look, I've been working with Roman for over 20 years.
Yeah, to keep the peace.
Yeah, to keep the peace. He says, he's the only thing that's standing between. And now that he's gone, I'm the only thing that's standing between people eradicating y'all.
Yeah.
And off the face of the earth, and you know, you living peaceably. And then they're going to be talking bullshit on him, see? And so he said, oh, you know what? We got some weapons y'all ain't, I don't even know about. And he said, the Pentagon's been working on it for 20 years. Y'all don't even know about them. That's what he said.
Yep.
And Kip Wade was right when he warned them, look, you know what? He said weapons. And Ross said, oh, he probably just made that up. Okay, you watch. But anyway.
Okay, so anyway, so that was Eric's excuse to get out.
He says, oh, look, I'll go on a glamoring campaign. I will make sure that people don't even know that video even exists. See? And then Nora pipes up and says, oh, and I know his chancellor, so I'll get to him right away.
Yeah.
And Salome is so upset, she said, oh, yes, yeah, take the AVL jet. Hurry up and go and report back to me. Yeah, uh-huh. And then, shady-ass Bill.
Shifty, shady Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, well, take a security detail, because I don't trust your bitch ass.
Yeah,
That's basically what he's trying to say.
But what he said is, because you might need some backup.
Uh-huh.
And Eric is just so nonchalant. He says, sure, of course, whatever. Of course. You know,
whatever.
Okay, but then...
go ahead.
When Eric... The scene when Eric killed him, because I was thinking, okay, how are they going to get out of this?
Yeah. So
that was slick.
I like that.
But see, Eric is so quick.
What I loved about that scene is when they get out of the car and he's like, okay, they're going to be coming for us. She just takes off her necklace.
And drops it on the ground.
And they both fly.
Fly.
I was like,
yay. Because that's their skill.
But we don't see that enough.
Exactly. But when he said to them guards, do you mind if I change the station? And he reaches up to the radio, but he stakes them instead. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Well, you know, it's enough. It's one goo and another goo is the same thing.
Well, so still, but I liked it.
I liked it after when they both flew.
Yeah, that was my favorite part.
To see them. Him do that, and we've only seen it once before.
And he took off, and she took off right with him, too. I loved it. Yeah,
yep.
I did, too. I really liked it.
Yeah, I did, too.
Okay.
So, is that all the authority?
No, there's a little bit of stuff, but...
Well, let's finish it.
Well, we need to go to Tara and Pam and Luna and in order to finish it.
That's
so.
Right.
So, let's go to Tara and Pam. This was cute little banter between them two, I think.
You know.
I mean, when she was trying to tell her, oh, look, you know, I'm glad you got rid of him or, you know, did something, you wanted to protect me, but now, you know.
We got to
deal with the authority. And I love little Tara. I love Tara. What's the authority?
That whole scene was good.
That was so good because Pam ain't told her shit.
Well, it just shows that, you know, they don't know all this shit. Unless they're told.
Yeah, because Pam ain't told her shit.
We just assume that they kind of know, but no. She don't know nothing about the authority.
Nope.
She doesn't even know who the hierarchy is, the vampire hierarchy.
And before Jessica, before Bill summoned her, she didn't know either.
She didn't know.
She didn't know either. So that's, you know, that's kind of bad on Bill's part. But anyway, so I thought it was really cute when she says... What's the authority? She says, well, it's the church and the government all together, and the church runs the government. She said, oh, like the Vatican? I loved it. And Pam, well, sort of. But the church, but the authority makes all the rules, and you got to live by all the rules.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, no, Tara said, fuck the Pope and fuck the AVL, too. They, you know, they can't do nothing with my body. And then, of course, Pam tells her, look.
They can't.
They got control over your body whenever they want it. So.
Yeah.
So
about that time is when Jessica comes in.
Yes.
And wants to be hidden.
Because she done killed them two.
Yeah, she killed them two.
Or Jason did, yeah.
And she didn't make Jason a vampire. Mm-hmm. So she's got to run and hide now.
So she in trouble.
What I was thinking, though, on that scene is, where do you think he's going to look? He's going to go to home. If you're not home, he might go to Sookie's to see if you went there or Jason's. And if you're not there, he's going to go to Fantasia because he knows you go there.
Exactly.
So I'm thinking that's a terrible hiding spot.
That's what I was thinking, too.
But, you know, what you going to do?
Right.
And actually, you weren't even thinking about that, I guess.
I don't think so.
Coincidence that...
Mm-hmm. That Rosalind found her.
Rosalind shows up.
Right.
Looking for her baby, her protege.
Well, first of all, when she's telling Tara and Pam about Bill's behavior, how bizarre, and she says, and he's really mean and cruel. And that's when Pam tells them about the nest behavior. I thought that was excellent because that was some good information for us to know.
Thank you.
Because that's exactly what his problem is. He is just off the deep end. He is off. And so I felt sorry for Jessica when she says Tara was getting up. Well, why are you all up in my business?
This is the part I did not like.
I felt sorry for Jessica.
No, well, listen. I didn't like this thing that they're trying to insinuate now.
Yeah.
That Tara is in love with Pam or wants to be with Pam or they're going to be a couple. Like, no. I like the Pam-Tara maker progeny relationship.
Yeah.
Don't make them lovers. Don't make them infatuated with each other. Let them have a mutual respect, grudging,
You're right.
Mutual respect because neither of them wants to admit that they respect any of the other one.
Right.
But if they make them lovers or girl,
girlfriends.
Infatuated with each other, it's just going to be stupid.
It will be, but
and
you know what?
Awful.
They done some stupid shit this season,
I know.
So.
And then the way that...
Hopefully they won't do that.
Well, when Jessica said it, and then Tara's reaction, what are you talking about? Get out of my business. That makes you realize, they're trying to make it look like that's the actual case.
I hope not.
I hope they don't go that route.
I hope not.
That's just going to be so stupid.
Right. So Tara had a girlfriend. That doesn't mean she's gay.
Well...
She just, she said.
Well, it doesn't matter. The point is not whether she's gay or not gay, if she's going to have a girlfriend in the future or a boyfriend in the future, whatever. The point is, don't have it be Pam.
That's true.
That's all I care. I don't care if she goes back to Naomi
or
Suki or whoever, but don't make it be Pam.
Didn't a vampire kill Naomi?
No, I don't think Naomi. No, she went back to New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
But it should not be Pam, is my bottom line.
Right. I agree.
To me, that's just going to ruin the whole story. I want her to have the angst of being a baby vamp with a demanding mother who doesn't really show emotion, which is what she's got so far. And to me, the scenes with her and Pam have been great.
Great scenes.
Season.
Yep.
But if they go that route, it's going to be awful.
Well, I thought it was cute how she had said to Jessica at the end, I'll see if I can bring a fang banger down to you later,
Yeah.
So that was kind of cute. But then in comes Rosalind, looking for her progeny. She already knows the sheriff is dead. Because she tells Tara, I don't care if he was one of 204. She got 204 progenies. She says, but I could tell when he died, it was a cold, cold stake in my spine or something like that. In her heart. So... Of course, she's going to accuse Tara of killing her.
Well, she said she could smell the blood all over
right.
her.
And Pam says, I did it. I killed him. And she says, why would you want to kill my protege? What did she say?
He
got on my nerves. He was getting on my nerves. Okay.
I love it.
Pam did that on purpose because she know where Eric is.
Well, yes.
Yep. But see, of course, she don't know Eric's gone, but still, because Jessica done told her where Eric is, so that's why she did that.
Right, exactly.
She said, okay, because at least I can get up there and see what Eric's doing.
What's happening.
With my used-to-be maker.
Right.
Yeah, because he done released her. So, he's still her maker, he just released her, though.
Right.
So I think that's going to be interesting. So, of course, Rosalind has the authority, guards arrest her, and then Rosalind's getting ready to leave, and she's sniffing.
Oh,
she made me sick.
Here again, that's what I said. That was a stupid ass hiding place.
Yeah,
because that's where everybody seems to always go.
And she sniffed Jessica out. She's talking about, "Ooh, your daddy looking for you." So then we get back to Bill and the authority, where she takes Jessica back, and Bill is chastising her and stuff, okay. But then, in the meantime, we have a couple scenes with Luna and Sam.
Now, I will say this. I will agree back with you last week about the mice running all over the place.
Oh, God.
First of all,
that's stupid.
Yeah, aren't vampires supposed to have supersonic hearing?
Thank you.
They're sitting here scampering and shit.
Scampering. Thank you. And they some big-ass white mice. They big.
And then, on top of that, when they do morph back into human, then we got to see them all naked walking around.
Exactly.
They don't know where the fuck they're going. They don't know where they are.
And they see all these human beings in these cells, and then little Emma's in a cell by herself.
Yeah.
In a little... a cell by herself because she's barking, of course. That little puppy is so cute, though.
And then, of course, they morph open right in front of fucking guards.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Wait till you get in the cell and just pretend to be one of the people or something.
But
I don't know.
Did you notice what the guard said? The guard said, that blonde-headed guard that took Jessica said, Mr. Compton wants his breakfast. So they was selecting one of them humans to take up there. So Sam volunteers and, you know, what do you think Sam's going to do?
Well, he heard that Bill, he's going to try to talk to Bill and say, hey, Bill, we're friends, or at least we were acquaintances.
Yeah, because he don't know he's off the religious deep end.
No, he doesn't know that. Help us out here. We're down here trying to get my girlfriend daughter.
My girlfriend baby.
My stepdaughter, soon to be. And... we need to get the F out.
I know. So then, as they're leading Sam away, then, of course, he passes Pam being led to a cell. And he's telling her, help Luna. She said, who the fuck's Luna? Did you see that guard hit her upside the head?
Yes.
I said, don't be slapping on my Pam now. You know, I don't like that.
She was being like, look, I'm going to get out here and get you.
Yeah. I hope she do, too. Okay.
Well, they also said, they both were like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I like the scenes with Pam and Tara. And the Luna, Sam, I was like, okay, that's stupid. Because if I was able to shift, I would have waited until I got in the cell and then told Emma to shift and we would have got out of there. So
yeah, or shift to a fly and help her shift to a fly or some
shit. Well, she doesn't know how, well, she's a wolf. Right now, so
that's true.
Do that, but
yeah, that's true.
I don't know what I would have done, but to me, it was just weird.
Yeah, it was a little
the
bit.
Way they did that.
It was a little bit off. Okay, let's talk about my least favorite person and get him done.
I'll see. I didn't understand why. I guess they wanted to show him, I don't know, helping out or.
I think they wanted to disclose information. I think that's what his scenes were. In the first scene where we see him, we got the information that vampires are turning people into baby vamps and just leaving them. They're not training them. They're not showing them how to do nothing. Nothing.
They're just running loose.
And they're just running loose, hunting in packs, or they're forming packs and hunting and attacking people and stuff. So that was the first scene. And then we also got the information from the first scene, their neighbor, Mr. Rollins. You know, he's mad at Elsie's dad, Jackson, because he was the pack master, and now he's not. And, you know, Elsie's dad is talking some shit about, you know, get off my land. Y'all left me here to rot. And then Alcee tells the truth. Hey, you know you stole money from the pack and they kicked your ass out. That's what went down. And I'm thinking, the first time I saw that, I thought, ooh, is that what he did?
Well, hell yeah. He's a gambler, obviously.
Yeah, see.
And
so, you know, so that was for information purposes, I think. And then the second scene was for the relationship between Alcide and the daddy.
Because
the daddy saves his ass.
I almost didn't really hear what the hell was going on because I was looking at Joe Magniello.
Oh, God.
Digging holes without a shirt on.
Just because he was shirtless.
Yes, he was.
He don't do it for me, but anyway.
He was looking good. But, I mean, I guess that's why, but I was thinking, why are we going to him? Why are we, you know, not that I mind.
Right.
But
I think I think it was for the information that it imparted.
And I think it was also to get the dad. You know, the dad's like, I don't give a fuck about people. I just want to live here by myself. Yeah.
And he did go and help.
And he went and helped defend those neighbors.
Mm-hmm. And help his son.
Yeah, because he needed that help.
Well, because that one vampire was getting the better of him, because the girl vampire was on his back. Alcide had already dropped his gun, and the other vampire was getting ready to bite him or sling him or do something.
And I was thinking, too, Alcide, now, if you know there's three or four of them out there, you got to be fucking quicker than that.
He is brawn and no brain.
Yep.
That's what his character is. Brawn, all brawn and no brain.
Yep.
Yep. And they're making him, you know,
but
remain that way.
I do like Robert Patrick. I do like the actor.
I do.
And I kind of like how he had that bow and arrow and got that.
Ooh, yeah,
vampire.
He had a crossbow.
Yes.
And he shot him.
So I like that part. Mm-hmm.
I did too. I did like that part. Alrighty. Do you want to talk about Andy?
Okay, that's fine.
Because we're going to save Sookie and Jason for last.
Okay, well, Andy is getting his breakfast at Merlot's, and he talks to Holly, and they're kind of cute together.
They are cute together. She got some big teeth, though.
I like Holly.
I really like Holly, though. I like that actress playing Holly, though.
And so I like what he said. You are so sweet. You make the food here taste good.
I know.
But anyway, she wanted him to go talk to her boys because she had a little something for them to tell him. And so one of them...
Ooh, them boys are contrary.
The younger one was like, well, I'm sorry to put your butt out on Facebook. Which I thought was kind of funny the way he said it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one's like, yeah, whatever. He don't really want to apologize.
No, he don't.
And of course, the whole time that they're doing this, I already know what they're doing it for.
Yeah.
You know, and what was going to happen because, you know, they can't be happy ever. You know, they can't have a happy couple.
Well, we already saw how big Morella was. She looked like she ready to pop. So, we knew something was going to kick off.
Yeah. So, Andy, you know, with his little gruff self, he's like, look, I understand you boys don't have any reason to trust me, but I'm here with your mama as long as she wants me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do right by her, blah, blah, blah. And the next scene was also kind of cute because...
That was so sweet. Eating lunch then.
Yeah, Arlene and Terry are kind of cuddling.
Well, I thought it was cute how Arlene is serving them lunch. Because Andy's really having lunch with Terry. Him and Terry are having lunch together.
Yeah.
And Arlene's serving them. And then Terry grabs her and puts her on his lap. And they're kind of snuggling, you know. And Arlene's talking about, oh, Terry, no, I got to work. And he says, Sam not here. She said, yeah, but Lafayette's a snitch.
And he said, I'm a bitch.
He says, I'm a bitch, not a snitch.
That was all that we got at Lafayette.
That was all we got at Lafayette, but he looked good, though.
He did look good.
He looked good saying it, though. But damn, can we get some Lafayette, y'all? Good Lord.
I guess at least we can say he was in the episode.
I guess so. And where the hell Kenya at?
Well, I mean, they ain't got nobody to arrest right now. They can't bring her out. What reason? She's not even part of any storyline unless it's at the police station.
That's true.
So
maybe we'll see her then next week when they go to war and go to shoot some vamps or something.
I don't know.
But anyway.
But it was cute when Andy was saying, you know, it's nice to see you guys together.
Yeah.
Happy. How do you know it's real love?
Well, how do you make it last?
How do you make it last? And
what'd she say? Well, first you got to have trust. Then you got to have honesty. And she says, and then loyalty. Because you never know when a ghost Iraqi lady will put a curse on your whole family. Arlene just cracks me up. She is so hilarious.
Morella comes in. Andy, we have got, it is danger out there.
Well, she said, you swore to protect me.
Yes.
And Arlene's looking right dead at her stomach, talking about, Andy, did you put that bun in her oven?
And this is
that's funny.
This is another indication of how recent it was.
Yes.
That he, last season was.
Yes. He said a week.
A week. Well, he said 2 weeks ago. Or
no, he said a week ago.
Oh, okay.
He said. Well, he said, look.
I saw you
a week ago, a week and a half, something ago.
And
he did say
a week. You are not this big, so.
No, he said you were not pregnant. And she says, but I'm right on schedule. So that lets you know the fairies.
Should work quick.
Hey, the fairies develop real quick. Well, he's going to be a halfling. He or she's going to be a halfling.
And also, they're not always on this realm or earth.
This time plane, yeah. Yeah.
So, who knows how long it was in their time.
Time frame. You know what? Now, that is a good point.
You know?
That's a good point.
It might be a week to them.
Because when Sookie was in that other fairy land, she thought she was there for just several hours, but she'd been gone almost a year and a half.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
So that's a good point. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he takes her to the side because he don't want Holly to see
him. No, he took her to the back room, to the office. He's
so,
look.
I'm like already thinking, okay, he's going to try to lie and hide
but
it from her.
He really didn't try to lie. He's just thinking that she's trying to put him in a trick. Because he said, people think I'm stupid, but I'm not. He said, you can't, because he was trying to tell her, look, I know a thing or two. You can't develop no baby in a week. You know, and she's trying to tell him, but you took my light. And see, I knew when she was with him and she held up the little finger and he did it. Yeah, I knew it was going to be something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she said, you.
A light pact. That's what she called it.
You vowed to protect my light, and to revoke that pact is a act of war.
Well, first she said, that's to bring dishonor to me, myself, and my whole clan. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And it is an act of war. Ooh, so she gonna have to slap Andy or something. She gonna get him. But he don't know that, though.
He don't know.
See, he don't know that.
So he
knows she's a fairy, though, because Jason told him that.
Yeah.
See.
Well, I hope he is honest with Holly about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever happens, they work through it. And
I hope so, too.
Yeah, and, otherwise, he's going to try to hide it, lie, scheme, and it's going to cause issues. And that's just a storyline we don't even need.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay, let's go with Sookie.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she feels kind of... We first see Sookie because she's feeling bad because, you know, she found out that 300 years ago somebody promised her to this Warlow character. And Jason's trying to tell her, look, I ain't letting nobody sell you, so you ain't going to worry about it. So she's waiting to see the Elder. The Elder is the oldest, I guess, fairy in that whole realm. And Morella says that she's lived eons and eons and eons. And that she has so much information that she's just a little strange.
Well,
okay.
And she also says she lives on multiple planes at once.
Right.
So,
okay. How come they had to make her kooky?
I liked her.
I did not like that kookiness.
Liked the Elder lady. Did we ever get her name?
Yeah, her name is Erica Gimble from Fame.
No, I know her. Actress name.
No,
I mean the character's name.
She's the Elder, Miss Elder.
Well, that's what Sookie called her.
Well, but that's all anybody called her, the Elder.
Right. Well, that's fine. That's why I was asking. I liked her, the character. I liked the kookiness. I liked that she was a little offbeat.
Mm.
And because they're trying to say, you know, she's got so much going on. She's not all the way there.
Because she's
in so many places.
I tell you what the problem is.
Every once in a while, she would come back and give her little bits and pieces.
Well, I tell you what the problem is. The problem is all that little crazy crap she was asking her about some musician person that I don't even know what I never even heard of her.
Kesha.
And Sookie says, well, anyway. Then she asked her about John Mellencamp, for or against. She says against. Then she asked her about Boyz II Men, for or against. She says for. You know, I said, oh, come on now.
I like that part.
I got a problem with the Elder and this episode. How come the people of color got to be the ones to go? How come? They were killing off all the black people.
Sister J, can we just talk about what happened in
You know
the
I'm
Elder?
Right. Okay.
Well, I didn't want to see her go either.
I didn't want to see her go. And it don't make no sense. Okay.
I like the
character. Go on with the story.
I like the character. I liked her kookiness. I liked her talking about weird stuff and then coming back and telling stories. I like when she was saying, oh, I know Johnny Stackhouse. He was handsome. A little, what do you say?
Creepy.
Yeah,
creepy. No, she said he was creepy.
Creepy. No offense. And then I liked the, also, well, it was interesting also that she said that her, Sookie, and Johnny were linked. Or in this Warlow person.
No, yeah.
Sorry, her Warlow and Sookie were linked.
And that's why Sookie gives her heart to vampire.
And, oh, I like that part too. Yeah, thanks for saying that. Mm-hmm. I forgot. Well, she said, there's a reason why you are drawn to vampires.
She says, there's a reason why
you are yourself.
You slut your heart to a vampire.
Right.
To vampires. And so she said, I beg your pardon.
I like that they said that because, you know, we have been saying for
a long time. A what long the time. Hell is she doing with these fools? Leave them alone.
Well, you know, we understand why it's Bill. You know, I'm glad they acknowledge there's an actual reason.
Yep.
She's linked to them. She's got a destiny with them or a past life with them or something.
Something.
And I found that really interesting. I kept wanting to get more, but her giving just bits and pieces made it more intriguing to me.
I think, I could see. Yeah, I kind of like that part of it, but okay. And then, of course, Jason is running around the field yelling, Sookie, Sookie. And so the fairies pull him into the fairy club, and he's saying, you know, at first thing Claw says, you've been bit. Which, you know, Jessica bit him.
Right.
So he says, you know, Sookie, Russell, and Newland's coming after you, and you know, I got to take somewhere and hide. And she's trying to tell him, look, I'm not running. We got to fight him. And if y'all don't help me, after.
The main thing first that.
Yeah, the elder
said is Russell edging him to lie.
She was mad.
She knows Russell.
Right, but she was mad.
Yeah, but the thing that got me was she knows Russell's name.
Yeah.
She knows Russell.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Well, eons is longer than 3,000 years, and Russell's 3,000 years.
That's not the point I'm trying to make.
Okay.
This is how that she knows him, and so he might know her, and how, and when, and where, and that's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to know.
Apparently not.
No. But anyway, so, you know, and when Sookie's telling her, look, you know, after he gets me, that if y'all don't help me, after he gets me, that's fine, but he's going to get y'all too.
He's coming for y'all.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, you know, the elder tells all of them, look, we have to help her.
Yeah.
And I like what, I did like when she says, the fairy tribe of Bon Ton has to all band together. And I thought, yeah, that's what they need. Okay, but this is the part that I thought was bullshit. She know Russell Edgerton, right?
Yeah.
She take her ass out there by herself.
That was kind of stupid.
That was stupid. It was hokey. Unless that's what she wanted. Unless, because she lives on multiple planes, she's just gone from this plane. You see what I'm saying? Because she allowed him to drain her.
Well, she snatched up or threw back Steve Newland. Fine.
Right.
She went to throw her light at Russell. Somehow Jason got turned.
No, Russell grabbed Jason.
Oh, that's right.
And put him in front of him.
So what I don't understand is how come that seemed to rattle her.
Yeah.
And she couldn't get her shit together.
Because she know how fast she is. I know how fast Russell is. Hell, if you as old as Russell or older, how come you ain't that fast?
Well, she's not a vampire.
But she got her light. She should have been shooting all continuously.
That's true.
Shit. Oh, hell no. I didn't like that at all. I thought, oh, you know what? This is bullshit. You know what that was like? That's like reading a murder mystery and the whole climactic part is a letdown. And that was a big-ass letdown. I was ready for some Russell, for some Russell beat down a little bit. I mean, you know, I'd want him to win in the end, but at least, like you said, at least some fight or something.
Some fight.
Shit.
All they did was light,
and he chomps her because he's that quick, which we all know he's that quick.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed. I was too through. I said, oh, hell
no. I was disappointed because I liked the character. I was liking her.
Yes.
And wanted to see
And she
more
never
of
did
her.
Tell Sookie nothing. She didn't tell her
shit.
Nothing.
No.
So that was a waste. Oh, but Russell was hilarious. He was high as a kite. He was high as a kite. And because he got that old-ass elder's blood, he could see the club.
Well, see, that was a part of, like,
Oh, Lord. Shit.
And how
They in trouble.
This is the thing. How long is it going to last? Because...
I don't know.
She was old.
She was very old. So her blood's got to be way potent.
He drank her all the way up.
He drained her up. He drained her. Just like he did Claudine.
Eric did Claudine.
Yeah, that's right. Eric did her.
But how long is it going to last? And what they going to do? Because ain't none of them strong enough to probably fight him.
Well, they're going to have to all band together.
They're going to have to do something.
They're going to have to all band together with their lights and... You know, get him.
What I thought they should have did was stay in their little house or whatever.
Club. It's a Perry club.
And shoot the shit from outside the tent.
He's coming in.
He couldn't see. No, I'm talking about before the...
Oh, well, you know what? But that's what Sookie wanted, too, because she said, okay, y'all, come on. Jason did his job. He lured him here. Because at first, excuse me, when Russell... Glamour Jason so easy. I thought, oh shit. But then I realized, oh, they planned that.
Yeah, they did.
You know, to lure them there. And so that was pretty good. That's what Sookie wanted. The elder's the one that said, no, I'll go out there myself.
Yeah.
How lame is that? And then she get it.
I mean,
in less than 10 seconds. Yeah, less than 10. I mean, hell, that scene didn't even last as long as Hoyt's shit.
Well, you know, Sookie could have did that shit.
Hell yeah.
She lasted longer with Russell than that.
Yeah. So, you know, I was way disappointed
that
in that.
That part was disappointing.
Way disappointed.
Yeah, they should have made that last.
And then that was the end of the whole
episode.
Especially
since they made a point to say how old she was.
Yes.
And how powerful she was.
Yes. And how knowledgeable she was.
And you're going to let that boil down to 10 seconds?
Yeah.
That was not good. But I did like that character, though.
Right, well.
And, unfortunately, I like what we learned from her. We just didn't get enough of it.
Yeah, I didn't like them making her that kooky.
No.
That was annoying to me.
Well, I like that part. Mm-hmm. I like that part.
I wonder why.
Well, what you trying to say?
Anyway,
you are not even funny.
I thought that was hilarious.
No, it was not.
Okay, anyway, I guess that's our cue to go on with our emails, right?
Okay, let's do the email.
Okay. Okay, I guess I'm reading the email since Sister Kay's driving.
Thanks. Well, that's my...
Anyway, okay, our first email is from Ivern.
Ivern, hello.
Hey, Ivern. Okay, Ivern says, hello, sisters. I just finished listening to your podcast of episode 10. Wow, Sister J, don't hold back. I didn't, girl.
She didn't.
When you dislike something, you really let it be known.
Yes,
I myself thought the episode was okay. It wasn't great, but I didn't get bored with it. I have to say, I may be the only one, but I can't wait for them to kill Russell off.
What?
I am so over him. As much as I looked forward to Russell coming back, I now think it was a big mistake. As for Hoyt, I thought the scenes with him, Jessica, and Jason were great.
I did too.
I was sad to see him go, but what else could they do with him? Hoyt was pathetic this season.
Yes, he was.
I had no love for Hoyt, but in the end, I thought he was his old self again.
Yeah.
Well, only one episode left. I hope it doesn't disappoint. Except for the first two seasons, I have never really liked the season endings. Seasons 1 and 2 had clear endings. After that, each season has ended with cliffhangers that I personally thought were not great. As usual, I enjoyed you both, and I am looking forward to your next podcast. Sister Kay, please take care of yourself. You sounded a little breathy when you were trying to... You sounded a little breathy when you were trying to reason with Sister J. Ivern. Thank you, Ivern!
Thank you, Ivern.
For that email.
And I was breathy. I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And I was trying to talk. Of course, I was getting interrupted. And then, it was just a rough, was a rough podcast.
Whatever. Thank you, Ivern, for that email,
though.
You
just want to admit it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Shut your ass.
Let it go. Let it go. Because like Lafayette say, it ain't cute. It ain't cute.
It sure was cute. That's what I should have said. It ain't cute.
Okay. That was fun. Okay. Our next email is from Bunny.
Hey, Bunny.
Hi, Sister J and Sister K. I do hope Sister K is feeling better. Please take care of yourself. We need you. Well, a lot. A lot went on this week, and I do not have anything to say about it. Only, I cannot wait to see if Baby Vamp Tara is going to do anything about helping Pam. I think it was a motherly thing to do, not to turn in her baby. Love that about Pam. Season is just about over. Please let me know what else you are podcasting so I can subscribe and listen. I will listen to your podcast even if I do not like or watch the show.
Ooh.
I just enjoy you both so much and all your fan base, which seems to be extensive, and we all love you guys. All my best, Bunny. Well, thank you, Bunny, for that email.
Bunny.
Okay, let's list them off for Bunny. Bunny, we're going to be podcasting The Walking Dead.
Yes, but that's not until October.
Right. And then we also are going to be podcasting Game of Thrones when it comes back on.
That's not until March 31st of 2019.
Oh, well, hey. And hopefully we're going to do the final season of Fringe.
Okay.
Because this is the final season, and I would love to do a final season of Fringe podcast.
Yeah, okay.
So, but thank you so much, Bunny, for
that
email.
Thank you, Bunny. That was sweet.
That is really, really nice. Okay. Our next email is from Mars 504.
Okay.
Mars 504. It says, "Hello, sisters. First of all, I love the show, and I love listening to you, too. It makes my week. Now, I haven't written in before, only a review on the iTunes, but I was listening to episode 48, I believe. And, Sister J, I love you and your opinion, but you got to take it easy." Okay. Sister K, Sister K can't get a decent, Sister K can't get a decent conversation going because you so caught up in how much you dislike this episode. The episode. Is it too much to ask that both you and Sister K can be vocal without you tearing down every word?
No.
Sorry, this was the first email.
Can't do that.
Hush. Sorry, Sorry, this was the first email, but I had to say something. Promise the next one will be all about the the finale. Sister J, you are three kinds of awesome in my eyes. If that didn't come across in this email, it didn't, baby. Wait a minute. Sister K, that goes double for you.
Whoa,
oh, yeah, see? Uh-huh. Love the show. On pins and needles till the next one. Much love and respect. Mars 504.
Thank you, Mars.
Thank you, Mars, for that email.
Gotcha, Mars.
Okay, first of all, Mars, now, that did not come across that you thought I was awesome. No, that's okay. Well, you know, hey, we all got our little bad days.
Ooh, that was an awful day for you.
Oh, quit.
You know what?
Just hush.
As many times as you said the negative stuff last week, as I can say that this week about how you were last week.
Hey, well, you know what? Like I said, when we was talking about Get Glue, don't start and I won't be none.
I didn't start it. You started. We was podcasting.
Okay.
Thank you, Mars.
Thank you, Mars, for that email. That was a very good email.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, okay. Well, whatever.
Don't be reading, Mars.
Okay. The next one is... Wait a minute. I lost my spot.
Oh, Lord. Jay can't multitask, y'all.
Okay. The next one is from Shalita.
Hey, Shalita.
She says, hey, sisters. I'm going to try and keep it short, but you know I struggle with that. This ain't short, Shalita. Oh, my God.
Just read it,
okay.
Come on.
Oh, Lord. Okay. She says, from the episode 9 podcast, I agree with Nigel.
9? What the hell is 9? Go ahead, sorry.
Will you quit interrupting? All right, because you make me lose my spot. Because, you know, when you're in a car looking down, it makes you dizzy.
Turn it upright so you can see it longer.
Okay. All right. It says, from the episode 9 podcast, mm-hmm. I agree with Nigel being burnt long before he turned. Remember we had a discussion about
yes.
that?
Yes, actually,
all
yes.
right.
I
so,
agree.
See, that's what she's trying to say. All
okay.
right. Now, and she says, maybe the wound has to be fresh to be healed by vampire blood. Sookie's electric fingers. I think the Obamas were watching Sookie while she tried to break free in the barn. That's how they know about it. Plus, for all we know, Holly could have babbled. Yeah, Holly could have. Or one of the witches or something. But someone suggested in the newest podcast that they were at Fantasia looking for vamps to kill and saw her zap Pam.
Yeah.
That's probably it. Cletus is a relative of Jane Boathouse from season 2. Oh.
Oh, see? I knew I remember that name from somewhere.
She was the woman who cut off her finger for Marianne.
Yep.
I remember her. Thank you, Shalita. That is true.
Yeah.
That is, she was the one.
Yeah, and, I remember that
yeah.
from somewhere.
Yeah, and she was the one that got busy with the coroner. Remember?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
With the black eyes.
Yeah, with the black bees. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Shalita. Yeah, we forgot about that. Okay. Now, episode 10 podcast. Take a deep breath, Sister J. It's going to be all right. And I pity, wait a minute, and I pity the folks that piss you off. Mm-hmm. Deep breaths now. Wait, she goes, whoosha, whoosha.
Oh, Lord.
That's funny. Okay.
You need some yoga or something.
Or something, yeah. Thank you, Shalita. Okay, now, and then she says, on to episode 11. I hated this episode. What? I am so sick of this Lilith crap. And being covered in blood is not a wardrobe choice.
Yes.
I agree.
No, I agree with that.
I'll be glad when it's over. First of all, somebody needs to stake Bill. Thank you. And his megalomaniac ass. He slapped Jessica.
I know.
He killed Kim Wade, that bastard. Sookie and Jason are just food. He's got to die. After he kills Slimy, a.k.a. Salome. And that smarmy way he was talking to Jess and that general. Stephen Moyer is such a great actor because that felt so skeevy. I don't know what skeevy means.
Nasty.
Okay.
Yucky.
He's bringing the skeevy. Okay. Skeevy mean nasty, huh? Okay. Yeah, there you go. Then she says, my Eric is back. He is so badass, I know. I love that man. Me too, girl. Mm.
Yeah, he was looking good.
Yeah, he was.
Episode.
Fine. However, I understand why they had that sex scene with him and Nora. Reconnection and comfort after that traumatic vision of Lilith killing their maker.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
Yes. The purpose of that was to snap Nora out of it. Now she and her brother are united in their fight against the authority. However, I demand more skin from Eric during his sex scenes. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Eric is having sex. He's naked. He was way too clothed. And dang Nora blocking my view. That's cute. Oh, Lord. All we got was a sliver of his amazing hip bones. Poorly played, True Blood. Anywho, love seeing him kill those guards. He is the man. And really, Bill, 2 pitiful guards against Eric Northman? I don't think so. 2 pitiful guards couldn't even handle Jess and Jason.
True.
Okay, Shalita goes on to say, poor Jess. She goes from one religious fanatic father to another.
Exactly.
But I loved her stuff with Jason, Pam, and Tara.
Yep.
She and Tara are bonding again. And I think Tara is feeling Pam. Can't wait to see them get closer.
No.
Especially since she's going to have to break Pam out. Oh, excuse me. I have a theory, but I'll save it for the end. Roslyn was Elijah's maker? Damn, didn't see that coming. And she's got 204 kids? I think she's raising an army.
Well, yeah, they're breeding.
Mm-hmm. Sam and Luna are now stuck at the authority. If Bill hurts Sam, that's it. Ain't no coming back from that. He's got to die. True death for Compton. There wasn't enough Lala this week, but he owns his minute of screen time. Ain't that the truth?
Yes, he
is. Ain't that the truth? Terry and Arlene were cute, but unnecessary. That's true. But their reactions to Morella were priceless.
Yeah.
Andy's in trouble now, and Holly's kids are going to jack him up. You're probably right, too, girl.
That's true.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, I done lost my spot.
Dang, sister.
Hey, we're in bright sunlight now. You know I got a problem. Anyway, okay. She said...
Wait a minute.
I might as well be a Bev because I don't be going out in the I don't be going out in no damn sun. No. I don't sunbathe. I don't sit out there. I don't walk out there. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, she goes on to say, now on to Russell and the fairies. First of all, Coco. I knew that was... She told you to talk about...
She said,
oh, you are a trip, girl.
She said, Coco.
Yeah, for me. She says, first of all, Coco. I knew that was Erica Gimble. I knew it. Unfortunately, she was all spacey and got killed by Russell. But it was nice to see her. And I liked her line to Suki about slutting her heart out to any cute boy with fangs. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But that whole sequence was weird. I agree, Shalita.
I liked it.
Okay. She says, but maybe she had a premonition or something and sacrificed herself for that reason. You know what? That could be, though. Because she obviously did that shit on purpose.
I don't know.
I think so. Here's my theory based on the promo and various chatter on some of the sites. While Russell is distracted by the fairies, Eric, sensing where Suki is, goes to her, sees Russell, and stakes him from behind. That's my theory. Nope. Yeah. While I will miss Russell, he's too powerful to be allowed to live. Either that, or he silver nets him. So I can't wait to hear what you think of this episode, sisters. Hope your sore throat is better, Sister K. One more to go, then it's on to the Walking Dead. That's true.
Woo-hoo.
Until next time, Shalita. P.S. Sorry for the long-ass email, Sister J. I just can't keep my true blood comments short. I should be this worthy for The Walking Dead. Oh, I shouldn't be this worthy for The Walking Dead, though. You guys will be my first Walking Dead podcast. Can't wait. Shalita.
Oh, thank you, Shalita.
Thank you, Shalita, for that long-ass email. But you know what? It was a long-ass good email, though, because
yeah.
It had a lot of... good stuff in it. I don't want to see Russell dead.
I don't either.
And
I like Russell.
I don't think that's going to happen at all. Actually, this is what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
I think Warlow is going to come and save Suki.
Yeah.
I think Warlow, whoever the hell Warlow is, we're going to meet at the end, and he's going to deal with Russell.
Yeah, because he keeps saying, you are mine.
You are mine.
He wants to be the one to deal with Suki, not have somebody else do it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
I agree with you.
Right. And see, now that Eric has found Nora again, even though he still has feelings and stuff for Suki, but, I mean, he got Nora, so, you know, hey, he okay. So.
Well, I don't think Eric is going to have time for all that.
I don't
think
either.
He's going to be busy, but I don't know. That's a good question. That might be what gets Eric back to Bon Ton. They flew off somewhere. And I would assume when they flew off, they flew somewhere else. You know?
It could be.
I don't know. I'm speculating. But I like your theory about Warlow coming to save her.
For some reason, I just think that that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah. Okay, y'all. We are back in Dallas.
Yay.
And decided to just hold off on the rest of the email since it was so damn bright for Sister J.
Hey, you know what? I got eye problems, so I just can't see well in the bright sunlight.
So, the next email in our list is actually from Danette. And
hey,
we just
Danette.
Wanted to acknowledge that we got your email, Danette.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. Sister J, don't.
But you didn't even ask me.
But since you mentioned you didn't want it read on the podcast, we won't read it.
Okay.
But thank you, Danette.
Yeah, to see her with this evil grin. Move on.
Okay, our next email is another one from Bunny.
Yeah, that's the one I couldn't read.
She says that she is with Sister J, horrible writing this season. They really rushed a lot of the plot lines that could have been wonderful. Also, misuse of great actors like Lafayette's mom, White's mom,
yep.
The Elder Fairy, and probably a few others. Much too short a view or story from these great actresses. I decided I am going to apply for a job as a head writer for True Blood. After what I've seen this season, I will be terrific.
Yep.
Want to join me, Sister J?
Yep.
Hopefully the finale will be great. This wormhole or warhole will be kept for next season.
Yeah.
Probably next season will be about the fairies and Russell walking in the sun.
Yep.
Love you guys. Keep up the good work. And no one has a fan base as interesting, funny, and loyal as you two girls have. As always, Bunny.
Thank you, Bunny.
Thank you again, Bunny.
Yeah, that's the second one. Great. You know what? I agree with you about the Warlow character. I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to introduce him right quick, and then that will be all of the next season.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Okay, our next email is from Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, lovely sisters. Is it just me, or did it feel like this disjointed clusterfuck of an episode seems to have been written by that ADHD-riddled elder fairy? Pam and Sam's incredulous, what the fuck are you doing here, echoed all of our reactions to this episode. Ugh, what was the point of that ridiculous, stupid elder fairy anyway?
That's what I'm saying.
I liked her.
But
was it to emphasize how completely moronic fairies are as a whole, and that it's their own damn fault that they're nearly extinct? What a waste of a gorgeous actress. The randomness was more grating than amusing.
Yeah.
And the annoying dancing, blech. I was at a huge music festival in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, and there were a shit ton of douchey, dreadlocked white girls twitching and gyrating just like that elder fairy. You know you're getting old and crotchety when you love music festivals but hate the actual people who attend. Side note, watching Stevie Wonder perform under the stars was worth suffering those hipster buttholes. At this point, the fairies have been completely useless, and I'm rooting for Russell to just drain the whole damn stupid Bon Ton tribe.
Aww.
Nora, I like the fairies.
I like the fairies.
I don't like all the fairies, but I did like that elder fairy.
I like the fairy storyline. I mean, I like the actual fact that there's fairies, and they live in Bon Ton and everything, but that elder fairy was stupid. It was poorly written. I mean, she's supposed to be so fantastic and so knowledgeable and so this and so that. You know, it was just stupid.
Yeah. Well, for you.
Yeah, it was.
Nora's priorities were completely fucked up. You're nailing Eric, yet you still have the wherewithal to talk about your escape plan?
Yep.
Shut the fuck up and ride that bike, you ungrateful hussy. If you can still form coherent thoughts while banging that piece, then you're literally doing it wrong. Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm with you there, Jackie.
You're right,
I would
though,
not
Jackie.
Be discussing no escape plan.
What are we going to do? sorry. Why is Lilith, that stupid giant talking tampon, still on my damn TV? Ooh. And why is she so damn insistent on having them drink all her blood?
I got a
theory. Is she just an agent of chaos like stupid Marianne, the Maenad? Or is that how she can resurrect or possess the drinker's body?
Exactly. It's going to be like Marnie last season. That's the only way Lilith can actually reincarnate, if you will. So she's trying to get one of them to drink her blood.
That could be.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And in my mind, it's like a self, like Godric said,
exactly,
self-destructive drug.
Yes.
And the more she, she's more like a devil.
Yep.
Than a god.
Yep.
She just wants them to drink it up so they'll be totally all the way on the dark side.
Yep.
As much as I love Lala's "I'm a bitch, not a snitch, love it" line, it was criminally bad that it was his only scene in the entire episode.
Thank you.
Less Bill wandering around and getting paged by Air Lilith and more Lala riders.
Yeah.
What the hell was the point of Alcee chopping uselessly at the dirt other than to have the riders concede that his only worthwhile screen time involves him half-naked and grunting?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He was so hilariously stupid that he was just hacking away at nothing.
Yeah. What was he?
He was supposed to be digging holes for the fence.
Oh, shit. Excuse me. Okay.
I love Steve.
You dig holes with a shovel, not a sledgehammer.
Well.
Damn. See? See? No brains, all brawn. See? Dang.
I love Steve and Russell zipping around orgasmically in the field, sniffing at the fairies.
That was good.
It's okay, Steve. The smell of bacon makes me want to fondle myself, too. What I don't understand is, why couldn't the stupid fairies just collectively zap them while hiding?
Thank you.
Yep, that's what
you said.
Did my eyes deceive me, or did I see a couple of Asian fairies in the club? Wow, thanks for two random extras, show. I'm going to be so annoyed if they don't bring out a single damn Asian vampire by the next season. Do these other vamps just dislike the taste of soy sauce in their blood?
Oh,
Or do they just get hungry again an hour later? Of course they had to kill off the only chancellor vampire of color, an elder fairy of color, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yep,
What I'm saying. Them writers are fucked up.
All right, lovely sister. Sorry for the long-ass email. And I can't wait to hear your next rants. For the season finale, those writers had better entertain Sister J, or there will be some hell to pay.
That's right.
Thanks for another great podcast, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie, for
that email.
And I agree with you. Man, these writers are so lazy. They making that money with this lazy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, it pisses me off when you have very few people of color in the first place, and then in the same episode they both die.
That's true.
Come on now.
That is true.
Come on now. They wrote that shit on purpose. I hate that. And then Lafayette got 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh please, somebody trying to tell us something, and I don't like it.
That's all of Hollywood trying to tell
us. Well, you know what? They need their asses kicked.
All do that shit.
Anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie, for that email.
Okay. Our next email is from Monica.
Hey, Monica.
She says, hi there, sisters. First of all, I won't write a long-ass email, but I love the recent podcast episode as I love them all. When you guys start bickering, I can't help but find it hilarious. It starts out so tense, and I think, oh, damn, they are really mad at each other. But usually within a short couple of minutes, you guys are giving each other shit and giggling. I love it and can tell you are really good friends. It's unfortunate that Sister J isn't digging this season. I don't think it's the best by any means, but it's been entertaining, and my husband and I are always like, oh man, when the show ends abruptly and we realize we have to wait another week to find out what will happen next.
True.
See, I'm like Monica. I've been feeling like it's entertaining, and I've been yelling at the screen, too, at the end of a couple of episodes. I have been listening to your True Blood podcast for a long time. You may recall I sent you a photo of me wearing a Merlot's waitress uniform costume a couple of Halloweens ago.
That's right.
And I also really enjoyed the Game of Thrones podcast. Along with many of your listeners, I am really looking forward to your Walking Dead podcast as well. I hope True Blood continues on for at least a few more seasons, and I hope you guys podcast the show as long as it's in existence. Hope you're feeling better, Sister K. being sick in the summertime sucks.
Yep.
And I hope you're in a better mood, Sister J. She's got a smiley face with the week. Later, Monica from Charlotte.
Thank you, Monica, for that email.
Thank you, Monica from Charlotte.
Yes, I remember the photograph where you had the Merlot's outfit. You had the little white T-shirt and the little green apron on. I remember that. Yeah, that was very cute.
Yeah.
And very unique for a Halloween costume,
tasteful.
I thought. Yeah, very tasteful.
Yes.
So thank you for the email. And yes, that was not a long-ass email.
No,
and
that's normal.
And, you know, everybody's in a bad mood at some point. So all of y'all, get off my back.
Stay on. Stay on us. Okay, our next email is from Maria.
Hey, Maria.
Dear Sister J and Sister K. Oh, shoot. I just clicked something myself. I hope you fabulous ladies are doing well and enjoying your summer. I am writing today to share with you my views on this season so far. I have to say up front and without any apologies that I am not feeling it this season. I watch because I am a fan and still love True Blood, but I can no longer hide my disappointment with the storylines this season.
See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I like True Blood and everything. I like certain characters, but it's sucky. And no pun intended.
You ladies have done a lot to keep my love strong for True Blood, so I feel that I can share my feelings with you. Number one, I'm incredibly disappointed in the premature terminations of Chris Maloney Roman,
yep,
and Peter Mensah Kibwe.
Yep.
These guys are fabulous actors with a strong cable viewer following. Chris, Oz, Peter, Spartacus.
Yep.
And they totally underutilized them. What the fuck were the writers and producers thinking?
Because they don't know shit.
Well, because they didn't care. They had too many effing characters, like we said. Mm. Well, you know, like I said way back in the beginning, they had too many damn characters to keep adding new ones and not killing off any old ones.
It would have been a better storyline if they would have at least had Roman stick around until Kavanaugh came and they killed both of them. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
You know? But they killed him way too quick.
He was real quick.
Yeah.
Or let him and Russell have more together.
More stuff, yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Number two, I like Salome in the beginning. Any woman who can bed Roman, Eric, and Bill in one day has my hoe I want to be when I grow up vote.
She nasty.
But now she is getting boring, and in my opinion, is a poor comparison to Queen Sophie Ann.
Thank you.
They should bring Sophie back. Lord knows she is the only one who can beat Russell's ass and put everyone back in their place. They have done this with the women on the show.
Yeah.
They did it to Martha also.
Yeah. They
started
did.
Out strong and tough, and they're now wimpy.
Yep.
And petered out. They just let their storylines peter.
That's because men's writing this shit.
Luna also.
That's because I guarantee you men are writing this shit.
Yeah, could be. Number three, it seems like the person who originally wrote for Lafayette has returned. Thank you, baby Jesus. Not only has Lafayette settled into his newfound powers, but also he is himself again. I am glad that he is now charging a fee for his services, too. If he's got to live with those crazy asses and be dragged into their shit, then he should get paid doing it.
Absolutely.
Four, the Fire Monster Iraqi War storyline was whatever. We knew that something was up with Terry, so it had to be addressed. I think they gave that storyline to some interns to work on. that could be.
Yeah, that could be. Summer intern job.
Poor Terry and Arlene, trying to be normal in a batshit town.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being the writer assigned to these two. Probably another intern.
Mm-hmm.
Five. Part one of it is it me or is this season of guest stars? Chris Maloney, Peter Mensah, Tina Margarino, Scott Foley, etc. Is everyone trying to get on True Blood? Perhaps. I'm not totally against it, but it is worth keeping an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
Six. The fairy storyline is a bathroom break or refill my wine glass moment for me. When I saw Erica Gimble, I thought, hey, this might be interesting. However, it bombed like the Fire Monster storyline.
Yep.
They didn't even bother with an intern on this one. They got some fifth graders working on the fairy.
Ain't that the truth?
Seven. Part two of Is It Me? Or does the Authority storyline remind you of the old Batman series where all the bad guys got together to try to conquer the world? Mm. Can't you see Russell as the Joker What about Steve as the Riddler? Remember the times when Robin was held captive and always had the, "You're never going to get away with this" line? Hello, Eric? And when remember when Batman got drunk or high on something that the bad guys gave him and he was acting up and dancing like a fool? Hello, Bill? Mm. I've got Jessica down as Batgirl, and Pam would be the ultimate Catwoman. Just saying. Mm. Here's what I think is interesting and positive this season. This has been the season of the couple. Stay with me. Eric and Bill, this romance is growing strong and deep. You would think that the sookie triangle would have done these two in, but they actually like each other and realize that together they are unstoppable. They each see each other as the one to beat and the one to ally with. They are so deep L about their bro love that they can't even tell each other about it. However, it is there and we can see it. These two are the new Wonder Twins. Wonder Twin powers activate. Shape of a Viking god ready to play hard and pose like a rock star in good times and bad. Form a brooding and politically brilliant leading man perfectly equipped to do whatever requires. Pam and Tara. Now this is getting interesting. One thing that Pam knows is how to make money and keep a chick in check.
Mm-hmm.
This is what would happen if Batgirl decided to go bad and went to Catwoman and said, "Fuck these guys, let's crank this shit up." Jessica and Jason. Oh, no coincidence on the name alliteration here. This is the real super couple on the show. These two need to get back together. They could start in their own show. Think Bewitched in Bontemps. You feel me? Russell and Steve. This is what it would be like if the Joker and the Riddler were lovers.
Mm.
She says she wants more. Sam and Luna. I'm not sure what to think about these two. I want Sam to be happy, but not sure if Luna is the one. I don't think so either.
No, I don't think so either.
Alcide. I need Alcide to be the lone wolf so I can still hope to have a chance with him. Lafayette. Our boy will not stay alone for long. He's back and his libido will shortly follow. Arlene and Terry, Holly and Andy. Poor normal couples in a batshit town. Let's pray for them. Eric and Nora. Soulmates? Perhaps. She's growing on me. And Bill and Sookie. Definitely soulmates. I'm just as tired of Sookie as most folks, but what can you do? Bill loves her. You know these two will eventually get back together. Maybe they'll save it for the last season when it comes. So there you have it, my 2 cents on the season so far. I know this is a long email, but it is my first to you, and I had a lot to get off my chest. Much love and appreciation to you, XOXO. Maria, your fan in Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Maria in Brooklyn.
Hey, Maria.
Thank you for that long-ass email.
Ooh,
girl.
Look how long
that email is. But that's some very good points, though.
Very good points.
Very good points. And especially the points about the your comments about the writers. And it has just been, you know... When you do season after season after season, whoever's writing the episodes or even directing the episodes, you gotta have watched previous seasons.
I know.
So you have the people acting like their character acts, you know? And that's what's lacking in. I mean, I'm still gonna watch True Blood because I like the actual series, but this has been a piss poor season in my opinion. And for many of the reasons that you pointed out, Maria, because they just did not utilize these great actors that they had in there.
Well, the problem is they have too many storylines and too much shit going on.
Yeah.
The first season was so good because they had one common storyline through the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And then they had the side storylines feeding off of that.
Mm-hmm.
But they've let those side storylines morph into their own main stories. And now we have, like 5 or 6 main stories going at the same time. And they don't all mesh together. And it's just annoying at this point.
Very annoying.
And you have too many characters. And the good characters get lost with all the shitty characters.
Yes, they do. And they need to kill off Luna. She need to go.
They need to kill off several people, really.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Maria. First-time emailer.
Yes.
Okay, and our next email is from, Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi, sisters. Wow. After listening to the last podcast, I'm almost afraid to comment. Good luck, Sister K, battling your illness and Sister J. I'll keep this short. Thank you. I need that.
Oh, y'all just terrible.
The authority. Pure garbage. None of it makes any sense. The only thing it's done is to show how repulsive Bill really is.
Mm-hmm.
We already knew he was a scummy, opportunistic liar. Now we all know he deserves the true death.
Yep.
Anything less is a cop-out. For goodness sake, Coco, that was your plan? Go out and Coco get sucked again. Dry in 10 seconds?
That's what I'm saying.
That was terrible. The fairies and the wares, the way they are currently written, are ridiculous.
Yes.
And I don't really care about any of them. No plans, no power, and no point. The vamps, Russell, are too powerful for all of them. When it's too lopsided, it takes away any potential drama. Maybe Warlow will help. The only thing I want next season is Eric and Pam back together with Tara as one family.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind them taking in Jessica, since Bill should be dead. They need to strip...
That's pretty good.
That's pretty... They need to strip this show down and refocus on a few meaningful storylines instead of trying to give everyone something to do. There is a reason they call them background characters. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the worst season they've had, but when Alan Ball goes, he should take all the writers with him. They need to start over. Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa, for that email. And I agree. All of them damn writers need to go.
They definitely
all need of to go. They need to have all new people who have actually watched other seasons of True Blood. You know? Wait a minute.
Melissa's got a P.S. and it's hilarious.
Okay.
She says I don't have to read it, but I have to read this.
Okay.
She says, P.S. Sister K., how is Sister J going to break on Tyrion, Peter Dinklage, for being a shorty when now we know that he's just a step still away from looking her straight in her eyes?
How do you know? That is so rude.
That's awesome. Yes,
that is so rude.
She said here, we know, she said he's 4 foot five.
I'm 5 feet tall.
Exactly. So he's a step still away from looking you dead in your ass.
That's funny. That's funny.
I love it.
Yeah. That's because he's so little.
And like she said,
he got little bitty hands.
You can't keep snapping on him.
He got little, got little bitty hands, little bitty feet.
Oh, my goodness.
And he wear, hey, he wear little bitty clothes. I can't fit in none of his clothes.
But he's only a step still away.
That is funny,
looking
though. Oh, Melissa, that's cold-blooded, girl.
And so
dang,
true.
That's cold.
So true. Mm. Okay, our next email is from Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hi, Sister J and Sister K. First of all, I hope you're feeling better, Sister K, as I know there is nothing worse or tiring than suffering through a persistent cough.
Yep.
As you can see, I still have it, but it's better.
Yeah.
Y'all can't tell it's better.
It's much better.
But it's better.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when a podcast comes back.
True, but they can tell, I think.
Up until this episode, I have been undecided as to whether Bill was faking his conversion to Sanguinista. Well, after witnessing him deliver that slap to Jessica, sending her hurtling across the room, I am in doubt no longer.
Yep.
He has definitely drunk the Lilith Kool-Aid.
Yep.
As he was standing over her saying he was the chosen one, I wanted to stake him with a pair of chopsticks myself.
Yes, Lord.
I know. That was just
I awful. Wanted to get him when he did in Kibwe.
Yeah.
He did that first. He needed, he needed to be staked.
And I like Bill. I've liked Bill since the first episode, even through all his shenanigans. But they have made him turn into a ass.
Well, we knew by maybe season three that he was a liar.
Yeah. A liar.
The season with Franklin. Yes. We knew then Bill Compton manipulated that whole thing. He knew exactly who Suki was.
Yep.
He went in there on purpose. He sought her out on purpose and stuff. So, yep. You know. So he's been a liar the whole time.
Okay, she goes on to say, Pam explained to Jessica and Tara that when a group of vampires live together in a nest and feed on each other's blood, they become sadistic and crazy.
Yep.
This seems the logical explanation as to what's been occurring at the authority lair with the shared hallucination of Lilith telling each vamp in turn that he or she is the chosen one and should drink all her blood.
Yep.
I got a kick out of the scene where Russell and Steve Newland were darting around the field in ecstasy over the smell of fairy blood in the air.
That was funny.
Maybe he now has the ability to gain access to the club, Suki and the fairy, since he drained the fairy elder.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure, too.
I'm sure.
I wanted to make a comment on something Sister J said on the last podcast. It was her contention that the scenes with Jessica, Jason, and Hoyt were too long and unnecessary. I'm afraid I have to disagree with her on this one. Even though Hoyt was a rather peripheral character in the True Blood universe, we did become more invested in his character as his love affair with Jessica progressed. The writers obviously felt that his character storyline had run its course, and we were growing tired of him mooning over his lost first love. But as a fan of the show, I would have been very disappointed if all they did was have him get into his truck and drive out of Bon Temps. I like the emotions brought out by the actors in the Merlot scene. It made sense to have Hoyt request that Jessica glamour him so that he could start his life again in Alaska with a clean slate. But what was especially touching to me was the scene where Jason pulled Hoyt over to try to talk his friend out of leaving. When it was obvious to Jason that Hoyt did not know who he was, Jason finally realized that his childhood friend was truly gone, and he returned to the car and cried in Sookie's arms. It was an emotional scene, and considering that quite a lot of the time the character of Jason is played off as a comic relief, Ryan had a chance to really show his acting chops to great effect here. Sorry, Sister J.
That's okay, because I disagree.
I loved it, too. Mm. I really did.
It was...
Hard to believe it is almost time for the finale. I am looking for my Eric to take charge in organizing the resistance to bring about the final downfall of the authority. I look forward to your comments, Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn, for that email.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Yeah, I still maintain that Hoyt's scenes was just too damn long.
I love those scenes.
And Jason stomping him and that whole scene, that was just...
Mm. I like that.
Anyway, but thank you for that email, Marilyn.
I agree with you, Marilyn. I liked it. Mm. Okay, and I think our last email of the day, of the week, is from Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
Hey, sisters. In honor of your short podcast last time, this will be a short-ass email. Sister J, I hope you are feeling better. Sister J, I really hope you were able to hang in there in this recent episode of the show. Better than last time. The only thought I have about this last True Blood episode is that they finally introduced a black fairy, and in spite of her supposedly being an ancient and powerful elder, she had to be nuts as well. Then on top of it all, they had her killed off right away.
Yeah.
When she appeared on screen, I exclaimed, "Hey, it's Coco from Fame."
Everybody did. Yeah.
Andreas was like, "Oh yeah, Fame. Who else watched the show religiously as kids?"
I did.
But unfortunately, Coco had to be cuckoo, then killed off too easily. Mm-hmm. I was too done. Mm-hmm. Why did the fairies just stand around as Russell snatched up Coco?
Yeah.
They had a chance to zap him collectively while they were still concealed. But they just stood around like they had no idea what to do. Then Kibwe gets killed without any warning or buildup. What is this? Kill all the extra people of color towards the end of the
Absolutely.
Season?
That's exactly what it is.
All I can say in my best Sister J voice... You know what? On to the finale. Let's wrap this shit up. Tammy.
Yeah, thank you, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy.
And say hello to Andreas.
Hey, Andreas.
But, Tammy, I agree. I mean, that just really makes me sick. But to me, that's what it felt like. Oh, you want to get rid of all the people of color because it's the finale, huh? Yeah. I mean, you know, that's what it felt like to me. I don't like that. That's some lazy ass writing.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Lazy ass.
That's what they're doing.
And I'm ready for the finale to come and go so I can go on to Walking Dead or something else. Cause you know, whatever.
I'm just, you know, I still like the show and I didn't think,
well, yeah,
I didn't think this is the worst episode ever. Excuse me. But I do agree with you. They're killing up the people who just now came on the show.
Yeah.
To add something new, some new flavor.
Yeah.
And they're all the people of color.
Yep.
Oh, what you gonna do? I mean, that's their MO.
Yeah, well, Alan Ball be gone, so maybe somebody else would, you know.
Maybe.
Maybe somebody else will see the value of including everybody. Dumbass. Alan Ball. His old ass need to go. Okay, come on.
Okay, that was our last email.
All right.
And we did have one iTunes review.
Okay.
And it is from Buppy Son or Boopy Son.
Okay.
Hi, sisters. Thanks for taking the time for your podcast. I might not always agree, except Eric, he's always hot, but I get a good laugh from your points of view at times. When Sookie brought back Alcide's memory in the beginning of this season, I'm wondering if, as a Fae, she would have the same effect on Bill. Also wondering if Godric is godly, as his name suggests a bit. Thanks, you guys. Buffy Sun, 5 stars.
Well, thank you for that iTunes review.
Thank you.
That's a good question. I don't know.
About
Godric.
So he's thinking maybe if... Oh, about the Godric part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think Godric is really gone. I don't think Lilith really killed Godric. I think that was just their hallucination.
Right, right.
Well, I mean, Godric is dead, but I don't think... I think Godric is still there and can do some battle. And then as far as the Bill, I think they're trying to say that if Sookie could get a hold of Bill and, like, snap him out of it, I don't think she can do that, though.
I don't think she can do that. She can't read their thoughts.
So I don't think she would have any effect on Bill at all.
Mm-mm.
I think in this state, she needs to stay away from Bill's ass. Cause he would most likely drain her butt.
She's food.
Drain her up.
She's food. And she
I know.
And she's dessert because fairy blood's the best blood. So she'd be dessert. Mm-hmm.
So she needs to steer clear of Bill's ass for real.
All righty.
Okay, well, that was all the feedback we had.
And so now it is time for our trivia contest. Winner announcement. And first, to remind everybody, the trivia question was, what did Sookie purchase at the steakhouse? And the answer was the Silver Collodial Mister. That was the answer. Yes. And lots of people got the correct answer, so I'm like shaking up the names in a bow. And Sister K. Sister K is going to pick the winner.
That's a switch.
Okay. Who wins the True Blood apron?
The apron goes to Marilyn.
Marilyn! Hey, woo! Yay, Marilyn!
Long time listener, Marilyn!
Yay! Woo! Okay, so Marilyn, if you will send us an email with your mailing address, so we can mail you your prize.
We'll throw it in the mail.
We'll put it in the mail as soon as you can do that.
Yes. Yes. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Marilyn. Woohoo! All right.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for the great season. And we have just one episode to go.
Just one.
I'm a little sad. I'm always sad at this time.
Well, I'm not sad, but... you know,
I mean
because I'm looking forward to doing other stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm sad that, you know, True Blood is always fun to podcast and
it is fun.
Talk about, and we always have great feedback.
Yes, we do.
So I'm sad about the, you know, that part.
But we
of it,
hope
but.
You guys will follow us on over to our other podcasts,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
yeah. That'd be
so
nice.
You know, we'll talk more about it next week.
Right.
Our last podcast. We'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for staying with us through the drive casting and the coughing and the rant.
Don't go there.
I didn't say nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't have nothing to really complain about this week.
Okay.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. No.
No? Mm-hmm. I don't either. Mm-mm. It's good to be home. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Good to be back in Dallas.
Yes, it is.
And nothing like it. When you drive back into your home city, it just feels better.
Yep. It does.
It does. So anyway, it's good to be home. It's good to have a weekend to relax.
Yep.
And thank you all for your feedback. Congratulations, Marilyn.
Congratulations.
And we have the finale to watch. We hope y'all send us some great feedback for this last final episode about your thoughts on the season and the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's it.
Are you going to give our little particulars?
You guys all know how to reach us already. Thank you, because I totally forgot.
Okay.
You can do that at sisterspeak@gmail.com. Our website is sisterspeakpodcast.com. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/sisterspeakpodcast, _ Sister J and _ Sister K on Twitter, or at sisterspeakcast.
And we're on Get Glue.
And you can look for us at Get Glue, Sister K and Sister J. And I think that's about it.
That's it.
Yeah. So talk to us. Get glue us.
Email chat, us.
Email us.
Facebook us.
Tweet us. Do whatever. We love talking to you.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's it for now. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next time.